Over the past five decades, Ohio's congressional districts have become increasingly safe for incumbents. And a big reason for that is the way the districts are strategically drawn for maximum political gain. In the second part of our series, Gerrymandering, Shading the Lines, WKSU's Kabir Bhatia looks at how Ohio got to be this way.
Ian Yarber is a former Oberlin school board member. He considers himself a knowledgeable voter. He lives at the northeast end of the 4th Congressional District, which stretches south and west nearly to the Indiana border. But when it comes to how it or any of Ohio's 16 districts were drawn, he hasn't a clue.
I don't really know what's the rhyme or reason for the setting up of the district. I'd be interested to know.
Every 10 years after each U.S. Census, the 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives are redistributed based on population. Then the states get to work drawing a new map of their congressional districts. In Ohio, those boundaries are set by the state legislature. In 2010, as it was in 2000 and 1990, the legislature was controlled by Republicans.
It would be hard for the process to get any worse than it is right now in Ohio.
That's Kathleen Clyde. The Democrat from Kent has been in the state house since 2011 when she was on the congressional redistricting panel that drew the maps. But that doesn't mean she had much input.
The Republicans drew the maps in secret in a bunker in a DoubleTree Hotel in downtown Columbus. There was no input from the public. There was no transparency. And it was just as partisan a process as you can imagine.
By the time the map reached the State House floor, you could hear the frustration from people like then-Representative Bob Hagan from Youngstown. The Democrat was among those who complained about how lopsided the 16 districts were.
And ignore the people that need our help.
Mr. Hagan.
Stand up and object as much as you want.
How did a simple map lead to chaos in the State House? Dave Cohen of the University of Akron's Bliss Institute of Applied Politics explains.
They've drawn districts that are just simply not competitive. We know before Election Day who's going to win.
There's a science and an art to redistricting. The U.S. Constitution says each state's districts have to have about the same population. In Ohio, that translates to about 700,000 people. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 prohibits drawing districts to dilute the voting power of minorities. According to the national advocacy group, the Prison Gerrymandering Project, that leads to prisons being spliced into rural districts. That boosts the number of minorities in a district, but state law prevents anyone from voting while incarcerated. Oberlin's Ian Yarber was born just 2 years after the Voting Rights Act passed, and he takes voting rights very seriously.
I don't have to get beat or fire hoses or dogs laid upon to perform that right, and I believe that's something I should do because a lot of people gave up their lives for the right to vote, especially African-American and white people. So from that perspective, I always vote, and I try to remain kind of engaged politically.
Political scientist Dave Cohen says districts can also be drawn to concentrate voters based on whether they're likely to vote for the minority or majority parties, a practice called packing and cracking.
You pack as many of the minority party's voters into those districts, and then the remaining ones you kind of crack and spread out among the majority party's district. By doing that, you create safe seats for everybody.
Technology has made it possible to draw maps with such precision that next-door neighbors could end up in different districts based on how they'll likely vote. And Cohen says that makes it difficult for the parties to compromise.
They're not worried about losing a general election. The only thing that they're worried about is losing a primary election.
Their competing ideas on how to fix the problem. One, a bipartisan commission, comes from the League of Women Voters, which is collecting signatures to get it on the November ballot. Volunteers next to the Salvation Army's bell ringer at Zagara's Grocery in Cleveland Heights are collecting signatures. One of the willing signers was Roscoe Heath. He calls gerrymandering un-American.
Whoever's in power right now, they can pull strings the way they want to pull them and where the other side is under the tire tracks on the deal.
Dave Cohen says partisan politics have long had a hand in congressional map drawing, but technology is accelerating its impact to breakneck speeds. He says something needs to change to keep the voters from being run over in the next redistricting cycle in 2021. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.